97.9 FM, WCHL, and University Square present Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Side Dish, featuring 30 minutes of tasty talk with local chefs, culinary experts, and more. Side Dish is brought to you by University Square, local and legendary shopping and dining in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square, see you there. Now, here's your host for Side Dish, Deborah Miller.
Welcome to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and around my table today, I have Jennifer Curtis from Jennifer Curtis from Firsthand Foods and Kevin Callahan, chef at Acme and Carborough. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So here I stumbled over the name. You had already warned me you might stumble over the name. Firsthand Foods, right?
Yep.
I got it right. Tell me what that's all about and why did I stumble over it?
Yeah. Well, I'll get to that in a second. But Firsthand Foods is a branded meat company based in Durham, North Carolina. And we sell pasture-raised local pork and beef to restaurants and retailers and food service institutions. We are basically sourcing animals that end up being meat from a network of farmers throughout North Carolina. So we're up to about 40 farmers now who raise either beef cattle or pork. And then we do the legwork to get that meat to local restaurants and retailers and wholesale customers. So we're basically that glue in the middle that connects the small-scale farmer. We work with a lot of small-scale farmers who otherwise wouldn't have access to these markets because they don't have enough product. They don't have it year-round. If they were responsible for it, it might need to be frozen, and a lot of our chefs like it fresh.
Customers like it fresh, too.
They do. I know. It's quite tasty. So we're basically a middle business that's doing the connecting between the small-scale farmers in rural areas. The pork producers that we work with are down east, largely in Duplin, Sampson, Johnston County. All our farmers raise their animals outdoors, on pasture, humanely, without
happy animals.
Happy animals without antibiotics or added hormones.
Well, do you just get in the car and go drive around and like, oh look,
not
there's
quite
a farm.
No. But although it's tempting with beef, there's so many beef producers around. But I do my job at the company. We're a 3.5 person small company. We've been in business 2.5 years almost.
Okay, I was going to ask that.
Yeah, so my job is the supply side, so developing the farmer network, the protocols and our standards for how the animals can be produced, because we're all about making sure our end customer knows exactly how those animals are raised and knowing where their food comes from, because that's what people are really interested in and why there's a niche for a business like ours is that folks like Kevin want to be able to source locally but maybe don't want to have relationships with 40 different farmers in order to be able to get fresh supply every week.
No kidding.
Don't you love how people care about where their food comes from?
Oh,
and that they're willing to pay more for it?
Yes. That's pretty key to our business. Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's brand new. I think the reality is that, you know, when we started the restaurant 15 years ago, I think people would have paid more if I'd have said the steak was from California, but not saying it was from North Carolina. And I think that's sort of turned upside down now. I think people see local as a quality improvement. Which is a big thing for our community, especially the people who are in the food industry. It's huge.
Well, it is. I mean, does North Carolina lead the country in this kind of thing, or are we right along with everybody else?
Well, Durham was just voted, the foodiest town. But we're pretty far ahead because what's unique about North Carolina, I think, is that we actually have a robust agricultural industry with a lot of small scale farmers, many of whom used to farm tobacco.
Right.
And they're transitioning to these higher value crops and they're pretty close to metropolitan areas. So you can have a lot of vibrant farmers markets and direct sales to restaurants. I mean, I see Kevin at the farmers market every week and, buying fresh local stuff. And in a lot of communities, we just don't have that proximity between the small farms and the markets. So we're out ahead.
So you said you're on the supply side. Who is it that then turns and approaches the restaurants? Is that you too?
No. Well, I do love to do sales calls because they just get me all jazzed. But no, that's not actually my expertise. Our first hire was Drew Brown, who founded Piedmont Restaurant in Durham. And he decided to leave there and joined our team. And so he's our sales and distribution manager. Mm-hmm. He's a chef by training. He knows how to talk with chefs about how to menu items. Because one of the things, we're not a mainstream broadline distributor. We don't have everything every week that you would ever need. So it's a conversation right. with our customers about the availability. And so
it's mainly pork and beef.
It is exclusively right now, although we'd love to expand into other local meats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where we're focusing right now. Because the big challenge that we have and that anyone selling local meat is how to get rid of the whole animal. Because,
exactly.
for example, we are fortunate to be able to sell our ribeye, sometimes our New York strip, and a lot of ground beef to Acme. But there's other parts of the animal that we have to find a home for. So we have 60 customers right now throughout the Triangle, from Raleigh to Hillsboro, Apex, mm-hmm. Holly Springs. And it takes that many customers for us to get rid of all parts of the animal. We buy about 4 beef a week and about 13 hogs a week. And that's
so
how many—
So 4 beef a week is one cow.
Four beeves, I should say, rather. So 4 whole animals a week we bring into our warehouse in Durham. I mean, it's already packaged at small-scale processors. We actually never open. So let me explain. The farmer delivers the animal to 2 cooperating processors.
Okay.
For the pork, it's down east in Beaufort County. For the beef, it's in Siler City at Chaudry's Halal Meats. And they're done at that point. And that's a relief to them because they don't have to worry about anything else. They just drop the animal off. And we pay them directly. And then we give instructions to those USDA-inspected facilities, and they do all the fabrication. They do the slaughter, and they cut it up and vacuum seal it to our mm-hmm. direction. And then we backhaul it to our facility in Durham. And then we do all the conversations with the chefs and
okay.
and customers about what they want and box it up and get it out to them every week fresh.
Oh, that's a great plan. Well, we're going to have to go to break here in a second. Before we go, Kevin, give us contact information for Acme.
The easiest way to reach us is online at acmecarborough.com, but we're in downtown Carborough, 110 East Main Street.
acmecarborough.com. And Jennifer, how do we find you?
www.firsthandfoods.com.
And both have websites. They're both vibrant. They're good. I went and did a lot of research for this. So go check it out. And we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we're gonna talk a little bit more about this process because it's fascinating. And we still need to get to the mispronouncing the name thing.
Yeah, that's right.
You've been listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM WCHL. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
We now return to Side Dish, brought to you by University Square. Unique, locally owned shops with free parking in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square. See you there. Once again, your host on WCHL, Deborah Miller.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. Around my table today is Jennifer Curtis from First Hand Foods and Chef Callahan from Acme. We were talking about, when we left off, we were at the processing plant. So I guess my question is, do you always know what Kevin wants? Has he got the same standing order? Do you call him and say, oh, let's guess what I got? How does that work?
Well, pretty much with Kevin and a number of restaurants that are counting on a reliable supply every week so they can menu it, we develop a standing order. So we're able to say, okay, we're going to dedicate this many ribeyes to you that we're bringing in every week. And if he needs to change that, then we'll adjust it.
Now, how many do you get out of a—
Well, let's see. We bring in, like I said, 4 beef a week. We're going to have, there's 2 per animal. Then uh-huh. we're going to have 8, right, if I'm doing my math right. So he may not use all the, I don't think you do use all of those, but it's
4.
Yeah, so we can only do enough ribeye for 2 customers a week to menu it consistently. But that still leaves us with a lot of ground beef, you know, or cuts
right.
that need to be ground. And for those, most of them go to Bull City Burger and Brewery, who was on last week.
One of my favorites.
Yeah.
I love that that burger with the egg. I'm actually going there Friday. So,
yeah.
Now that my office is in Durham, I'm discovering all these really great Durham restaurants. So,
yeah. But I will say that Kevin also buys ground beef, which really helps us out. So you've got both the hamburger and mm-hmm. the steak on your menu. And, you know, it's really helpful when people buy the middle meats, which are the higher value and harder to get, as well as some ground product, because that's always what you have a lot of that you need to move.
Right. And that sort of is an introduction, too, to a lot of customers, you know, people who might, you know, a hamburger that's local is a way for them to really wander into that idea of local protein without feeling like, gosh, I'm spending more money, or and it feels more accessible somehow.
Well, is a hanger steak and a skirt steak the same thing?
No.
Nope.
No. So I love hanger steak. I will typically order that, too, if I see
but
it on
the menu. But there's only two per animal. And so I think that the skirt, maybe one of them is only one per animal. Do you remember which one? It's bizarre. It's like kind
no,
of.
No, I think it's the hanger steak. There's one.
The hanger, there's one. A skirt, there's
Where's
two.
Where's the hanger come from?
It's just right here in the, you know, underneath the diaphragm.
Kind right. of. It hangs under the diaphragm. Yeah.
It does. I mean, I think there are two stories about it. I don't know why. One says a hanger steak because it was the thing that the butcher would hang up just for him.
Yeah.
Or her, I guess.
Yeah.
And the other is that it does, if you look at it as a muscle, it is a singular muscle that has a sort of odd shape, and you get it as a whole piece. So it is a very weird cut of meat when you get it, but it's very delicious.
Yeah. So, but that's why we can't really, you're not going to find a hanger or a skirt steak on anyone's menu right now from First Hand Foods because we just don't have enough. We end up actually selling those to some folks who retail them to the end consumer, like Lomo Market, which is a mobile grocery.
And I see you sell to Cliff's.
Cliff's. He just buys our sausages.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he buys our sausages.
Now, who makes your sausages?
Well, those are all made for us at Acre Station Meat Farm in Beaufort County. They're second-generation butchers, German butchers, and they do a wonderful job. They're the only small-scale processor around in North Carolina that's doing a lot of custom blends. So we actually develop the spice blends for our sausages and buy the spices and have them down there. And they do a lot of smoking and brining, and they make our bacon, and they do an excellent job for that kind of thing.
My stomach is about to growl, but you said bacon, and I have like a trigger inside of me, and bacon is it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Carson McCullers and Member of the Wedding when she says, like, if you think that I'm dead, just put collard greens on my chest, and if I don't come to you, then I'm really dead. I think the same thing with bacon's the same way. Like, if I don't rise to have a bit of bacon, then I'm
going
to
this. I don't want those people that does not believe that bacon is overdone.
Yeah. I heard it the other day referred to. I saw a T-shirt at a conference that said bacon, the gateway meat, for vegetarians, because we actually have a lot of customers who for years were vegetarians and for ethical and environmental reasons. And what's so great about being able to buy local pasture-raised product as they can feel
and
good
where it
about
came
it.
From.
Yeah.
Well, so let's talk a second about the name change.
Yes. So we didn't want to change our name, but we had to. We used to be Farmhand Foods, and many people know us with that name because we just changed it last week. We started the business with a sausage wagon. For about 5 months, that's all we were in Durham on the streets. It was one of our food truck. And then we got to the wholesale business and developed a logo that goes with our products because we really felt it was important to.
I love your logo.
Yeah. And it won an award. The Splinter Group did it in Carrboro.
Well, of course they did.
Yes, they do a great
job. They're the
best. And they won the National Addy for a gold award for the logo. So anyway, we developed the brand and all the associated materials with that and filed for federal trademark protection back in October 2011, I think it was. And we got a cease and desist letter from SF Investments about 2 months later, and they own Smithfield Foods, which is the largest pork producer and company in probably the world. And they have a branded line of products called Farmland Foods, which is worth $3 billion a year in revenues. And they basically said, we see a potential for consumer confusion. We want you to hand over your domain name and no longer use that brand. And we were surprised.
I guess.
We hadn't even seen their products anywhere in the store, anywhere in North Carolina, and felt like Farmland and Farmham mean two different things. And our logos look really different. You can't see them because we're on the radio, but they really look different.
They do. They're beautiful, though.
Yeah. So we basically hired an attorney and fought for a year to save our name, proposed all sorts of interesting ideas like we changed our domain name to pasture-raised-in-nc.com so that when people are typing it into the URL, it wouldn't get confusing. And so they weren't satisfied with any of our proposals, and the next step was going to be a lawsuit, and that was going to cost us a lot of money. And we decided to change our name and move on because we'd rather be focused on building our farmer network and selling more great meat.
Well, I mean, that sounds smart. And I think you just sometimes you have to say, let's move on. And we're small enough that we can make that happen fairly easily. And firsthand, I'm raising my hand because that's the raised hand in the logo. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Two years ago, we launched chapelboro.com so that our community could have its first digital town square. Since then, our town has evolved and chapelboro.com is evolving with it.
Chapelboro 2.0 carries the same great features and now provides an even better user experience. With its sleek new design and wide accessibility, Chapelboro 2.0 truly is
bigger, faster, and stronger.
We encourage you to stop by multiple times a day. We guarantee there'll always be something new to see.
Chapelboro 2.0, bigger, faster, stronger. Check it out now.
We now return to Side Dish, brought to you by University Square. Unique, locally owned shops with free parking in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square, see you there. Once again, your host on WCHL, Deborah Miller.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. I have around my table from First Hand Foods. I didn't stumble over it that time. Jennifer Curtis and Chef Kevin Callahan from Acme and Carbora. So we've talked about the process. And Kevin, how did you first get involved and why was this important to you?
One of the things that we try to do at the restaurant is source things locally where we can. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously trying to make smart decisions about making sure that we have a consistent product for our customer and all that sort of stuff. And beef was always sort of the stumbling block. In restaurants, beef is sort of is a signature dish regardless of what type of restaurant you have. There's a certain customer who's going to come in and want to have this, quote, steak. And, you know, like Jennifer said earlier, the challenge is that most farmers, when they take their cattle in to be processed, aren't going to come back with enough what are called primal cuts for me to really use on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. I might get, you know, ribeyes for a week, but then I wouldn't get any more for, you know, 8 more weeks. And right. There's not really a market where I can go and talk to 18 different farmers. And so what First Hand provided and provides is the ability for me to source locally grown and pastured beef. Mm-hmm. And we're getting it from one purveyor, First Hand Foods. But every week, I'm getting a printout that says who the farmer is, a picture of them, of their family, all that sort of stuff, which is great information for us to provide our customers. It's something that really gets our staff excited. And it sort of bridges those two worlds, which is, you know, one farmer can supply all the tomatoes I would ever need.
Right.
You know,
right.
One farmer in North Carolina could never supply me all the steaks that I would need. There's just not enough.
Well, so when you get in a shipment, I assume it comes in once a week. So if you get ribeyes, are they all coming from the same farmer? Or you said you had multiple farmers. Would you might get 4 from this farmer and 4 from that farmer and...
Almost always ours is the same. Okay. What will be different sometimes is if we get ground beef. Occasionally the ground beef will be partially from one farm, partially from another. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just, you know, and that's for us, we have those stories in front of all of our servers so they can talk about that if they want to.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we go, give us web address and everything again so people can go look up and see what restaurants they can go and try.
Yes, absolutely. We have a list on our website at www.firsthandfoods.com.
Very good. You didn't stumble over it. Chef, give us a little bit. Give us some. Close it out for us.
Okay, yeah. So you can find us and all of First Hand's meats at acmecarborough.com or in 110 East Main Street in downtown Carborough.
Thank you, guys. Will you come back and visit?
Absolutely.
Sure thing.
I would love it. You've been listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Thanks for listening to Side Dish, tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Side Dish is brought to you by University Square, local and legendary shopping and dining in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square, see you there. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Side Dish is an exclusive broadcast of 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.